Molly from Community Hospital. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm glad it's starting to get warm.
You brought a friend today.
I did. I brought our new digital marketer at the hospital, Amy Stritt.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
I asked her on the way in, is this your first time radio gig? Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Oh, once Molly, you'll agree. Once she leaves, she'll want to come back.
She'll come back. Yep.
Yeah.
I ingrain everybody and say, hey, do you want to go? Amy yesterday was like, let me think about it.
Well, we'll get to her a little bit, what she does yesterday.
Yep.
We got a lot of things going on with the hospital right now,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of events. We have our biggest thing that Rich reminded me to talk about this morning was our Roots apartment building, which if you look behind the Keystone, or that's on West First, just south of the Gazette, we have a huge construction project happening. They're just doing the basement this week. Basically, so it's called Roots. It stands for Rural Opportunities Offering Tomorrow's Success. Yes, I'm so
very good. Nice going. I was there to help you out because
I'm
following along. You got it right.
Nice job. And so essentially what we all know is that housing is really difficult here in McCook. And what our problem was is that we had students coming, people coming into town, and we didn't have places for them to stay. And so our administration said, hey, let's work on that. Let's do that ourselves. And so we're building a 12 unit apartment complex. A couple rooms are single. They'll have like kitchenettes in them and that kind of thing. A couple are like single rooms, and then a couple two bedrooms. And they'll have a little bit of a space to hang out in, like a group space, a balcony. They'll be really nice. And basically, they're for students that we have, staff that we have that are visiting or coming. And then the other thing is that we know that there's other partners in our community who also struggle, you know, like at the schools. We have student teachers coming in, Valmont, Parker, whoever. And so our hope is that once we can get some of our people in there, we'll still have availability to offer to other partners in the area. So we're really excited about it. Our hope is that by the fall, we should be pretty done with it. And then welcoming students in early January 26.
If you want to look at the Community Hospital Facebook page, you've got some pictures, kind of some plans, what it's going to look like.
Yeah. We have a couple plans, like from the north side of it, and then from, like, if you're looking at it from the Keystone. A couple other really cool things that we're going to do is we have some muralists coming that are going to paint that side that's on the Keystone side. So that's going to be really neat. Part of the Creative Arts District, we're going to kind of partner with them. It's just going to be a really, really unique space that we can offer to our people. And it helps us, but it helps them. And so we're really, really excited about it.
So any more information, hit the Facebook page.
Yep.
I drive by there a couple of times this week, and those guys are hard at it.
Oh, yeah.
They're going.
They're moving. They did the basement this week, and they'll just start basically enclosing it in the next couple weeks. And, we should be really ready to go by the fall, which is really cool.
That's great. It's great news. You bet.
Yep. We have information on our website, too, stagemccook.org. So if you go to our Facebook, you can click the link. It takes you there. So. Yeah,
you've got some April events coming up, don't you?
We do. We always have our car seat event. This month it's Tuesday, April 8th, 3:30 to 6:30. It'll be at the fire station. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to pre-register. But if you pre-register, that helps our team know who's coming. You can do that by scanning the QR code on our Facebook event. So there's a QR code in our April 8th event. You can also call 308-344-8550. So that's one event. We have Eat Smart, Get Fit every Tuesday with Terry Unger and Pat Rice. It's for pre-diabetes, diabetes support, and they're talking about healthy eating, also healthy living, exercise, things like that. So that's an awesome program. We had a Healthy Connections that was scheduled in early March. We had a blizzard, so we were like, let's not have these folks coming out into the blizzard. So we rescheduled that with Dr. George, who was our new medical oncologist. That's going to be Tuesday, April 29th. So that's at the end of April, but we need your RSVP by the 18th. So again, phone number 344-8255. And then two more events. And these are kind of one-offs that don't always happen, but Ellen Branham is, she does a Time to Heal class, which is about people who have survived cancer. It can also be for their families. And it's kind of like this piece of how we keep moving forward. And, you know, you go from having treatments every day or weekly, and so you have kind of this really tight bond with people, to not seeing them anymore because you have graduated, essentially. And so this kind of brings people back together and gives them a support system to be able to work through that. That meets on Thursdays. It's a 9-week program. You do have to RSVP. And so the first class is April 17th, so coming right up. They need to RSVP to Karen Clement Thompson, 344-8580 by the 10th. So that's a big one. And then the last thing that we're really excited about, we kind of sometimes do this, but we have a coaches clinic. Mm-hmm. And we do that sometimes at our sites, at the coaching sites, you know, McCook High School or the college or wherever. But this time we're bringing them actually to community hospital. This is only for high school coaches and or junior high, high school coaches and college coaches. So it's not like for, you know, moms and dads who mm-hmm. coach a Y team, which we love them too, but this is just isn't right. for them. We actually have our orthopedic team and our physical therapy team coming out. They're going to talk about ACL tears and how to prevent ACL tears. And then, so that's like Dr. Lawton, Michelle Braggett, who's one of his PAs, Ryan Harden's going to be there with the physical therapy team. And so that's going to be really cool. It's actually not till May, but you need to RSVP to that so that they have food for you, and that's April 21st. All of these things you can find on our website or our Facebook page. We have the events listed, and you can just click them. There's how you contact, who you can contact, how you can sign up. All those things are listed on our Facebook page.
So. I know kids' injuries go hand-in-hand with sports, but it seems like there's more ACL injuries all the time, yeah. this year and last year.
Right.
All the time.
And I think that the hope for our team is to say, hey, we can help you prevent that. Mm-hmm. Here are the things that you guys need to be doing in your teams to make sure that we're kind of watching for those, but also managing them before they even happen. So we're really excited about that. They do about 2 coaches clinics a year. So this one's obviously in May, and then they'll do one in the fall. I think it'll be really a great turnout. And this is like, we're not just talking about McCook coaches or the college coaches. Like, if you're in Imperial and you're a coach, if you're at Southwest and you're a coach, and we know that some of those programs have athletic trainers that come out from off-site that are not ours, that's totally fine. We're not trying to take your athletic trainers or do something different. We're just trying to provide you support. You know, our mission at the hospital is leading our region to a healthier future. And our sports med team, that's literally what their job is. We don't care about who's who or where who goes to where. We just want to make sure that we're able to support our athletes and our coaches to really make good choices for their lives. So.
Yep, more information the better, huh?
Yeah, yes. Exactly. So there's that one, you're going to contact Ryan Harden at physical therapy at the hospital, but there's information on our Facebook page.
All right. A lot of information, a lot of events April into May.
Yep.
Let's talk more about this young lady next to you here.
Oh, Amy, we're so excited to have Amy. So, you know, we've really been trying to hit it hard with social media. We know that's where people are at these days. And I said, hey, guys, can we hire somebody? And so we found Amy. She is I'll let her kind of talk about herself, but she's been working on all of our social media. So anything social media you've been seeing for about the last month, that's Amy. And then she's also taking over our website. We have 2 sites. We have an intranet also, so she's kind of going to start working on that. And using data. I mean, we're really doing a lot of things. So, Amy, tell us about yourself.
Well,
she's a little nervous.
What do you want to know?
Like, who are you?
You're a Southwest Nebraska. I mean, you live here, right here in the
yes,
McCook area.
And my husband and I have been here for years. We have girls that go to Southwest School, and I have a son in public school. So, decided a couple of years ago to go back to school and into graphic design. So. This just really plays into that, and I get to use that education now, and it's been great.
And just getting information, that's, I mean, like, Molly said, just getting the information now. There's so many different platforms folks can go to. They say more the better, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And there's so many services that Community Hospital provides in getting that out to the community and helping people.
So many areas.
Yes.
You've got to check with how many different people. Or they come to you, you check with them, or they come to you during the day or during the week.
There's a lot to learn,
yeah,
for sure.
She's so great.
It changes all the time, so keeping up on all that, and
Would you guys, I'm sure you got some ideas of how to make this even better for the future for all of us, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
She's done great. We've talked about like how we can really be more efficient. We get information from every single service line, but we also get information online like, hey, this is, Occupational Therapy Month is in April. So how are we able to share occupational therapy to the world? We're always constantly thinking that. And so for whatever month it is. And so Amy really has done a great job of finding those things and then sharing them in all the places in a creative way that's fun. And so the other thing about us is that we're really similar. And so I can say, hey, Amy, this is my idea. Or she can say, hey, Molly, this is my idea. And we're able to just build off of each other, which you don't always find, but it's been so good and powerful. And I think it's really made our team really strong and dynamic. So it's super fun. We share an office even.
You're bouncing ideas off each other all the time.
All day.
All day.
And when it comes to graphic design, you really want to make it look good and spruce it up and colors or whatever you have to do to just really make it look good.
Right.
Yeah. It's been really Amy's eye for those kinds of things is really, really, really great. And so that's the other thing. I can do that some, but bringing Amy on has really, I think, elevated what we're doing that way. And it's just fun to watch and kind of be a part of. And we have some really fun stuff coming down the pike. We're working on some videos that we're going to put out. We have a company that we work with a little bit, but also ourselves internally. And really just make people want to follow us and see us and engage with what we're doing on a regular basis. That's the hospital, different parts of the hospital tracks, like, if there's infection or, we're tracking all of these things. And so for us, it's like, well, what do we track? But we get to track cool stuff like how many people are interacting on our Facebook page, who's making comments on our Facebook page. We get to track that kind of thing, which doesn't seem like it's super important, but we have to keep those things moving or people don't see us or know about us. So Amy gets to do that.
Here's a $1 million question for you. As far as the future of social media, what's it look like? I mean, because you got Facebook, you got X or Twitter or whatever. I mean, you see it expanding even more? What is there more that you can go social media route?
Oh, I foresee it just continuing to grow and grow. And, they're going to come up with more different types of social media and just trying to keep up on all that. And
we haven't touched TikTok yet, and we're probably not going to, though.
forget about that, too.
But that's a huge platform. We're going to probably be more in the Reels category, but could easily move that into TikTok. And so there's things that we haven't even tapped, and we just talked this week about what are some of the things that we have to do to keep up. Some of it's like, oh, this would be so fun. Let's just do it. But there's some stuff that we're like, we have to do this. We'll have to figure it out.
I would think when you're getting new doctors all the time visiting or coming here or they visit here, you want to get the word out. People want to know these people kind of before maybe they doctor with them and get a chance to know them and what they've done in the past.
Yep, absolutely.
So that really helps out in your area too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Getting that out.
She started a spotlight for our visiting providers where, especially like, if it's there was a sleep March was sleep studies month, and so we have two sleep study folks visiting providers that she made kind of visiting specialist spotlights for, and it's like here's when they show up, here's what they do when they're here, and that kind of stuff. I haven't been able to do it. I just have been too busy. And so being able to bring Amy on and say, hey, we need to make sure we're spotlighting them, I just haven't had time. That's so exciting to see those. And I know those providers are excited, and our focus is always patients in marketing because they need to understand and feel comfortable walking in our doors. And so by bringing those smiling faces onto our Facebook page or our website or wherever, Amy's really been able to make it look like complete and full and nice and not, you know, not scary.
Folks can hear kind of some drilling, stuff like that. It's, you know, we're not, the building's not falling down. We just got some other rooms under construction right now. That's what you're hearing. Yeah, it is. It really is. So there is never a dull day in your world at Community Hospital, is there?
Nope. It makes the days go fast, that's for sure.
Yeah.
She doesn't work on Fridays normally. And so they're like so boring for me. I'm like, hey, she's not here today.
She's talking to a wall, aren't you? But yeah. Molly's making her way off to everybody else during the day, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. That was the hard part is I was needing to be in lots of places, and I just didn't have the ability to be in those lots of places and also do what I needed to do on the other side. And so being able to have Amy. And then we also hired a new person in our outreach and population health. Bailey left, which I think we announced a while back. And she's doing bigger and better things. But we were able to hire Trisha Wagner. So I'll get to bring her in a couple weeks over here, hopefully. And so she'll be kind of taking on these events and doing that kind of thing. And so she'll be also a part of our team, which will be really fun and dynamic. And our office is on campus, and hers will be kind of off campus. But we're excited because we have two little spaces that she can work in if she wants to. So it's going to be a fun time in our office.
So once again, Amy, thanks again for coming by, and we're looking forward to more of your work as we get through that. It's going to be a busy spring and summer ahead, isn't it?
Yes, it will be.
A lot of things going on. You bet. One more note here before you leave, and we talked about before, and we'll talk to Jessica Bortner here soon about the Hospital Health Foundation Pro-Am coming up soon.
Yep, Pro-Am's coming up in June, and then a concert. I think she'll be probably releasing names of the concert probably pretty soon, and so Health Foundation is really killing it. They're doing a great job, as they always do, and Jessica really does, you know, she's very, very good, and so we're excited about that. That'll be coming up any day.
You bet. Lots of good things to come at Community Hospital.
Yeah, we're excited. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming by.
Yeah.
Amy,
thanks, Rich.
Thumbs up, 5 stars. You did great. See, now.
Yeah. Now I'll be ready for next time.
See, you can breathe now. Now you know. This is what the radio world's all about. You know, it'll be great. Hey, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks, ladies.